As we come and we listen to the gospel today, and we're going to spend time in there in a moment, but I want to spend time on the second reading. In the second reading, I don't like translation. We're going to be retranslating here pretty soon, according to our bishop. But we say this always in the office, and it says, the translation I'm used to says, God chose us in Him, Jesus, before the world began, to be holy and blameless in His sight, to be filled with love. That's the second reading. Now it says, He predestined us before the foundation of the world, the reading you heard. But it makes all the same. It says all the same. God chose us in His Son before the world began to be holy and blameless in His sight. Now, again, if I asked you, are you good people? Everybody here, I don't know one person would sit there and say, I'm not a good person, unless you have a bad self-image, and that's not of God. Stop it. Everybody here believes they're good people, but that's not the question. The question is, are you a holy person? That's the question. Because again, if we spend time in Hebrews or Peter, it says, strive for that holiness without which you will not see God. Now, holiness is not something you do, it's who you are. It's who you are in Christ, right? It's when in Christ we are holy. So if I ask you, are you holy, what should be the answer? Yes, Father, you are holy not because of you, but because of Jesus. But what has to happen is you and I need to seek that and want that and surrender ourselves to that. Now, I know that to most people here what I'm saying is completely oblivious. You know, it doesn't make any difference to them. Oh, yeah, here Father goes again. You know, when I was in the seminary, that's the reason I was thrown out. Because of my preaching. Because of the Franciscan, who I said, you're all called to be priests, my first homily. And you're all called to be saints, my first homily, not priests. You're all called to be saints. And you could tell he was mad. And as soon as I was done, he pounded that desk and he looked at me and he said, first of all, I don't want to be a saint. Second of all, who are you to tell people that they're called to be saints? So, here's a little priest who didn't want to be a saint. And you might sit there and say the same thing to me. Father, no saint. I mean, I'll try to get to heaven, but no saint. Well, then you're going against the will of God, and so is that priest. Because God said in the second reading, God chose us in Him. Before the world began. That means before you were created, before I was created, before the world was created. And why did He create you? To be holy and blameless in His sight. So if you don't want to be holy, you're going against the will of God. He chose you to be holy and blameless. And again, that's who we are. So what we got to do, first of all, is want that. Is you've got to make sure in your heart that you want to be a saint. And if not, you don't leave here today until you say to God, I want to be a saint. Because that's His will for you. So, first. But second, if you listen to the gospel, He sent them out how? Two by two. If you and I are going to be holy, it's not going to be by ourselves. It's going to be because other people are challenging us to be holy. We need to have people in our lives that we're accountable to. That we sit there and they ask us, how are you doing in holiness? Is your goal to be holy? Because again, like I was saying the other masses, I'm sure no one this summer, and you went to your picnics and all those other things, you didn't all sit there and talk about at your picnics, oh, how am I going to be holy? Would you help me be holy? I need to be holy. Would you? Even at St. Joe's Bread of Life, people don't talk about that at their picnics? Really? But that's what we're called to do. That's what we're supposed to be doing. Oh, Doug does. I do. Well, everybody else, okay. Let's all go to Doug's house after Mass because we're going to talk about holiness over there. But anyway, he has these big ugly emus and he kills the chickens. He watches. It's all beside the point. The reality is, can you be holy and have an emu? Maybe. But the reality is, that's God's call for us. To be holy and blameless. It's not what we do. It's who we are. We got to want it. We got to ask for it. And we got to help others to challenge us, to accept us in Christ Jesus, to surrender our lives to Christ Jesus, that it's His holiness in my life, not my holiness in what I do. Got it? Get it? Gonna do it? Better. Nature knows love today and forever. Amen.